This bed is made up of a mattress comforter top. It's a queen size, and I just fold it in half. And then,
while his bed may not look like much to the strangers who walk by his makeshift home in a comfortable Los Angeles neighborhood wedged between Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, Mr. Wilkerson, as he asked to be called, says it's a blessing.
To me, it's a really nice bed, considering on the street where I've watched the other guys, you know, laying on the hard surface concrete.
Just how long Mr. Wilkerson will be able to hold on to that bed and his other possessions is in question now, due to new ordinances passed by the Los Angeles City Council. They make it easier to confiscate and even destroy the belongings of the city's growing homeless population. Data compiled by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority indicates homeless encampments of one or more persons have increased by 85% in the last 2 years, and they've proliferated throughout the city. The new laws allow police to summarily seize and destroy large items such as tents, couches, and beds from homeless people in the streets and parks of Los Angeles. Seizures of smaller items would require 24-hour notice. Those who break the law could face a ticket or misdemeanor charge. A man who gave his name as Dice says seizing what few possessions homeless people own is unfair and will lead to problems, including violence.
Now, the only thing it's going to do is get a whole lot of people hot, and somebody going to get killed again for messing with our stuff. You got to remember, it's our stuff, and they don't have a right to confiscate it.
Dice recalled the case of Africa, a homeless man killed by Los Angeles police earlier this year, as an example of what could go wrong. Dice lives on Skid Row, a community in downtown Los Angeles that has the highest concentration of homeless men, women, and children in the United States. During the city council meeting last month to vote on the new ordinances, City Councilman Gil Cedillo said they punish the poor.
At some point, and this is the point that I suggest, that we just have to change the direction of our policies towards poor people and the homeless in the city. We cannot and we can no longer continue to criminalize them, that we should have a war on poverty, not a war on the poor. And that
Councilman Cedillo says the city already has its hands full when it comes to seizing and storing the possessions of L.A.'s homeless population. And he says the city's strategy is not working. Cedillo was the only council person to vote against the crackdown. Councilman Joe Busciano voted with the majority. He believes the ordinances strike a balance between ensuring public safety and protecting the constitutional rights of the homeless.
Now, I'm very sensitive to the need to protect the constitutional rights of the homeless, but I also believe the importance of public spaces, that public spaces are public, and we should not allow any personal property to be stored in areas that should be cleaned, accessible, open to everyone.
Back on the street, Mr. Wilkerson, who's lived without a home in Los Angeles for 2 years, says he does not cause any trouble and that he does his best to keep his encampment and the street around it clean.
What's the reasoning or the input behind, why they would want to just take people's belongings? But I would be pretty, pretty devastated,
The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority reports there are about 4,700 emergency shelter beds that are designated for the city's homeless population of 26,000. And Lawson says of the facilities they track, there's an occupancy rate of almost 80%. An additional 2,600 beds are available through privately operated shelters that frequently operate close to or at capacity. LA's chief administrative officer says Los Angeles currently spends $100 million a year on homelessness, with about 87% of that going to law enforcement. Lena Nozizwe, FSRN, Los Angeles.